I'm kind of curious whether you think teachers are made or are teachers born? How do you see the relationship between, you know, sort of innate ability and those things that one can learn in a classroom in terms of becoming a teacher?
You know, it's just like, again, I remember when they asked me about how do you become, I would like to be, how do you become a social worker?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my answer was, I was born as a social worker. So since I haven't got training as a teacher, but I know from my own experience, I would say I'm a made teacher. I wasn't born a teacher because I've been practicing teaching. Teaching, even I teach at home my kids. I teach my kids the Quran. I taught them how to read and write in Arabic. So I made myself a teacher. For others, you know, people have different ways, but for others, maybe they were born as teachers. If, for instance, your dad or your mother were teachers, probably you were born in that environment, most likely you will be a teacher.
You will be, right.
But I made myself a teacher.
Well, you know, do you think, you know, some people might say there are these born teachers, and they're going to be different somehow than those that are made into teachers. Do you think there's any difference in that? You know, if you're a born teacher and I'm a made teacher, do you think we're going to end up really the same? Or do you see differences there in approaches, in philosophies of teaching?
I think so. I think so. Because just as I said, people have different approaches. And the way they learn things also, the experience they underwent is quite different from each other. So I believe they maybe have quite different at the end, really, at the end.
Well, what effect do you think that might have on our students then?
It may have a positive effect, especially for some teachers. For some, because not everybody is a good teacher. Definitely not everybody is a good teacher. And for others, there are, of course, very, very good teachers. Very, very good. And also, you know, the amount of training that you have also has some effect on, you know, what kind of a good teacher you are.
You know, I think what you said about teachers here being, you know, born and innate and so on and made is interesting. But we have programs in schools that supposedly, in the colleges, that teach people how to be teachers. To what extent do you think those kinds of pedagogical programs and so on are effective or are useful in making new teachers?
It depends also the kind of college you go to. You know, college also have different, you have different colleges and the method, the way they teach these things. But I think, to be honest, some colleges really have very good programs that will help their teachers get the knowledge and the skills that they can apply, you know, future to help their students. So it depends.
Well, let me ask you a little differently. If you could design a program to help educate teachers to become better teachers, what sorts of component parts would you put into such a program?
Rather than just mere academic, I'll put in maybe something practical, like my current course as a social worker. I'm not just going to sit in class to talk about, you know, academic stuff. So teachers, apart from getting the academic knowledge, they should have, they also have the working skills. Teach them practical skills, you know, something that is out there in the outside world, rather than just some abstract things in the classroom. So I think it's important, something that's have real, some in the outside world, teachers should be taught about those things.
Okay, so that would be perhaps one component. What else would you want to have in your program for teachers?
You know, I think also the kind of the form of services, how the teachers themselves, maybe the authorities, should at least remunerate teachers accordingly, because teachers are not, as I said, just like other private teachers, are not well paid. At least government should introduce programs to help teachers stay in the profession, to help teachers also do their work.
Right, now that I understand, but that actually is after they have entered the profession. But probably these preparatory things, in terms of let's say, setting up a program of courses that would lead to their certification as teachers, what kinds of things do you think you would want to have You know, I mean, do we need, let's say, philosophy of education? Do we need some courses in psychology? What do you think would make for a really nice, well-rounded program?
I think college outreach is not a complete overhaul of their programs, but at least with experience and knowing what people want, colleges should include those subjects that you've just mentioned here. And I think society is growing every day complex, so they should take need to take into consideration of the needs of you know, what is happening, rather than same old, maybe decades old curriculum. I think it's left with colleges now to change some of their, you know, curriculum to take into consideration of current development to help students.